Alert from Rio One player. Connection to server could not be established. You may be experiencing network problems.
Players all have their opinions, but he says the only poll that matters is the one taken November 2nd. Bush had not been back to talk to reporters on his plane since September. Ground. A victory for Democrats in Ohio today. A federal judge has ruled that Ohio voters who show up at the wrong polling place on election day can still cast ballots as long as they're in the same county where they're registered. U.S. District Judge James Carr blocked a directive from Ohio. Pledged to appeal. Quickly, the judge said voters who show up at the wrong polling place after moving without notifying the elections board, those whose names can't be found, should still be able to cast provisional ballots. He says we don't want to deny any voter the right to vote. The Justice Department has to election. Says the Government Accountability Office report today found in the 2000 election the voting section of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division did not have a reliable method to determine whether complaints merited an investigation. The FCC will not stop Sinclair Broadcasting from Vietnam. Sinclair asking 62 stations to preempt regular programming to run the documentary 2 weeks before the November 2nd election. FCC Chairman Michael Powell says he knows of no precedents to allow the commission to block the airing of a program like that. He says it would be, quote, an absolute This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
There is a terrible affliction plaguing Americans. And certified mental health professionals who have decided to do something about it. A revolutionary matching and compatibility system originally available only for use by therapists is now available to the general public. Theradate.com is not a casual dating site. It doesn't use personality profiles or other pop psychology games. To know their patients. We ask the questions that truly determine who is the best match for you. Theradate.com is now accepting free registration for a limited time. Log on to Theradate.com to try Theradate's unique matching system for free. If you are tired of being alone and truly want to bond with someone for life, log on to Theradate. And it's free to register for our totally unique service.
Get the good stuff!
Did you know that cooling system failure is one of the leading causes of engine-related breakdowns? And right now, you can get Xerex Super Radiator Flush free after mail-in rebate when you buy a gallon of Xerex antifreeze coolant at Napa Auto Parts. Hey, and pick up everything you need to get your car ready for winter. Napa, get the good stuff.
I'm Rachel Maddow of the Campaign Countdown here on Air America. This Sunday, after all the blowhards have blown hard on the Sunday morning talk shows, we'll be serving up the liberal who dares Senator Ted Kennedy, and we'll be talking with Betty Castor about her very tight Senate race in Florida against Republican trial lawyer Mel Martinez. So join David Bender and me Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Campaign Countdown here on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. What happened to the music? Thud. There it is. Thank you for joining us. You being here tonight. I should say I appreciate your being here tonight. We have a interesting program for you tonight. So many flying monkeys to talk about here. It's Pulp Fiction Night, Truth Seekers. Now, a little bit later in the program, I'm going to have... There'll be some explicit... ...sessions, if any, are affiliates, but explicit nonetheless. So just be forewarned. It's coming up soon. We're going to examine... This is George W. Bush, so it should be fun tonight. This family, but I can't. Every once in a while, and hear it, you know. But heterosex, gay sex, lesbians, straight dudes, straight women—it's all over the place, isn't it? Oh my God, these Republicans are a fun group. Oh Lord. Of their daughter. It's just, I don't know why America. I really don't. We have just become sex obsessed, haven't we? Everything is sex all of a sudden. But first, let's do some of George W. Bush from last night. But before that, '63 or both by Sinclair Communications. We told you last night that the other night that their CEO has been busted for unnatural and perverted sex acts on the streets of Baltimore, Maryland. I don't know who calls that unnatural and perverted. Sex acts. So the CEO Sinclair busted for that. One of their vice presidents is currently a CIA operative, an active naval intelligence dude. It's just how about this? A Carroll County, Maryland park now is facing charges happen to be African American. A resident of this mobile home park tipped off a civil rights group. The civil rights group conducted an undercover sting, and the results led to this lawsuit. This is reported by WBAL. Place now they're taking the owner to court. What they did, you've seen this on television before. I know you have because I have too. As part of a test, two people, both identical as possible, except for the race. One Caucasian, one African American. Two people on separate occasions apply. Said, we conducted several tests during the past year, and every test came up where there was blatant discrimination on the part of the Trailer Park Village personnel, which clearly discouraged African Americans from living. This place is called Todd Village. The lawsuit alleges violations of the 1968 Fair Housing Act. Trailer or a slap on every occasion that a Caucasian person went in, and was asked for the same availability of properties. They were given some listings and more or less encouraged to apply. You've seen this before. We've all seen this before, right? Who owns the trailer park? The address, the company address for Todd Village LLC, that's Trailer Park, is 10706 Beaver Dam Road in Cockeysville, Maryland, which is the same address as the world headquarters of that we've been talking about. Is the vestiges, not so vestigial, by the way, of racial discrimination, violation of the Fair Housing Act of 1968. So when they found out that this trailer park was owned by Sinclair Communications, instead of practicing illegal racial discrimination in housing, shouldn't a television network be exposing it? Don't you think? Yeah, so do I. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? The glories of being a woman in Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran or any the occupied territories or even West Texas, any place where women have been oppressed under Bush's wonderful guidance. No, not quite. Not quite. Today, Bush's United States refused to join 85 heads of state and governments in signing a statement that endorsed a 10-year-old plan to ensure every woman's right to education, health care, in so many countries, women do not have a voice in whether or not they're going to lay down and spread their legs. The Bush administration said it withheld its signature on this agreement because the statement included a reference to, quote, sexual rights. The Bush crime family wrote to backers of the plan that the United States was committed to the empowerment of women, but we are unable to endorse this statement because it includes the concept of sexual rights, a term we? Well, here, try this. Sexual rights means the right to say no to sex, Kelly. It means your right to a safe abortion, Kelly. It means your right to be a lesbian without being harassed, Kelly. It means your right The statement was signed by the leaders of 85 nations, including those in the European Union, China, Japan, Indonesia, Pakistan, and more than a dozen African countries, as well as 22 former world leaders. But the United States, under George Bush, said, major business partners, the Saudi royal family, they just decided to have elections coming up next year, but no women will vote. That's a sexual right, too. The right to vote. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Huh? That was last night. Today, our United States refused to join 85 heads of state and governments in signing a statement that. Now, we can't do that, can we? God, the hypocrisy. Meantime, everything's about sex tonight for some reason. Lynn Cheney says that John Kerry... last night was guilty. Orientation in last night's debate. The candidates were asked if they believed homosexuality is a choice, and Bush didn't mention Mary Cheney. I don't know what the hell Bush's answer was. Kerry said if you were to talk to Dick Cheney's daughter, who's a lesbian, she would tell you that she's being who she was. Rebuke to a cheering crowd outside Pittsburgh said, well, the only thing I can conclude is he's not a good man. I'm speaking as a mom. You know, my daughter may be a lesbian, and we have to deal with that. You know, we tried to beat it up. We made her stand naked in the middle of the backyard and hosed her down. A cheap and tawdry political... Miss Cheney... The fact that you seem to be ashamed of your daughter's sexual orientation, or the fact that you're ashamed that John Kerry mentioned it? How about the millions of American families who, like the Cheneys, have gay friends and gay family?
Paid for by Americans for a Brighter Tomorrow, Inc.
Hi, this is Larry King. When it comes to taking care of your heart, tough habits can be hard to break, but fortunately, there are some healthy habits that are easy to start, like drinking Welch's 100% grape juice every day. That same delicious grape juice you grew up with actually helps promote a healthy heart. Made from Welch's own Concord grapes, Welch's grape juice is full of natural antioxidants. And with no added sugar, no fat, and no cholesterol, it's certified by the American Heart Association. Isn't it nice to know there are some healthy habits that make life even more delicious?
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken Factor Factor, the best of The O'Franken Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
You've just won the intellectual lottery. Now, take your place at the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station. The Mic 92.1.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
What about the female OBGYNs? Do they get to practice their love with the... Oh, never mind. Too much sex with these Republicans, I swear to God. Coming up in a little while, some O'Reilly lawsuit stuff that you're going to find interesting, I think. I hope. Back to post-debate stuff from last night. You remember last night Bush said during the debate that he had met with the Congressional Black Caucus? well, not really. Well, sort of. Well, you decide. The Black Caucus members got to see Bush only after showing up at the White House gate and refusing to leave until he agreed to meet with him. That's according to the leader of the Black Caucus. Oh, God, we can't believe him. What the hell does he know? Representative Elijah Cummings, a Democrat of Maryland. Now, this meeting came about after the Bush White House declined the caucus's repeated requests for meetings. There are 39 members to the Black Caucus. Repeated requests for meetings. So, last February, according to Representative Cummings, the group decided, well, what the hell? Let's just rent a bus and go on over. See what happens, right? So they did. They wanted to meet with Bush to discuss the crisis in Haiti. So they called the White House Chief of Staff, Andrew Card, and said to him, Andy, we're coming to the White House. About 20 members of the Congress got on a bus at the Capitol, traveled up Pennsylvania Avenue. We're going to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Oz of Oz of Oz of Oz because... The caucus members were greeted by Secretary of State Colin Powell and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice.
Get the two black people on my staff. Send them out there. Send them out there. I don't know how to talk with Negroes.
So they sent Rice and Powell out. And they were told flatly, the president is not him. He ain't here. He's not here. He's not on the premises. You're not going to find him. He's not here. According to Candace Tolliver, the Black Caucus's communications director, then caucus members said, well, he's not here. Okay. We're not leaving till he gets here. Can you see this? Oh, Jesus, I wish it would have been there. 15 minutes later, Bush shows up. You know, he probably came out with that, oh, hi, man. I was napping. What's up? Who are you? What are all these Negroes out here? What's going on? Now, after this meeting, in the driveway, and then I guess they got invited into the hallway, the Bush White House issued a statement saying that Mr. Bush welcomed the opportunity to visit with the caucus.
Hi. Oh, man, I was asleep. Hey, fell asleep in my Game Boy. What? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. The head of the Black Caucus, Representative Cummings, said, this president has basically not given the Congressional Black Caucus any respect. None. He treats us like Rodney Dangerfield. We don't get no respect. Well, what do you guys expect? Huh? What do you expect, Representative Cummings? I mean, you folks don't vote for Mr. Bush, right? Tit for tat. Did I just say tit for tat? Yeah, I did. Tit for tat. If you don't support him, you're against him. If you're against him, why should he?
Hi. Oh, yeah, man. I was asleep. Thought I heard somebody out here in the driveway. Hi.
Andy, what are all the Negroes doing here? What's up? Oh, my God. Is there a sports team in town? God. Now, I want you to remember this, because a little bit later in the program, we're going to play that particular soundbite for you, where he says, Black Caucus? You mean the Negro people? Yeah, I meet with them. You think I'm racially insensitive? Anytime somebody says that, I just point to Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice. That's how insensitive I am. Now, prior... I don't think we have time. Do we have time to... No, we don't have time to do this. Wolf Blitzer interviewed... can you believe this? Interviewed Bob Schieffer before the debate the other night. And Blitzer had a question for Schieffer. And what Blitzer said, what happens, though, what do you do if what happened the other night in St. Louis happens, that John Kerry says something really, really nasty at the president, and it's time for you to move on to another subject, but the president is obviously anxious to respond, and he just starts talking. How do you, he's the president of the United States. That's what Wolf Blitzer asked Bob Schieffer. Bob Schieffer said, well, I don't suppose I could tell him to go take a time out, could I? Now, what do you suppose the exchange between Kerry and who was it that did it? Charles Gibson. What do you suppose was the exchange? We'll play it. I'll tell you what it was when we come back. But there's Wolf Blitzer, the former U-boat commander. So what would you do, Mr. Schieffer? Schieffer, that's a German name, isn't it? What would you do? My name is Blitzer. That's German, too. I'll be back in a moment.
Got my long government letters, my time to go. When I got to the army, found the same old Jim Crow. Uncle Sam says, two camps for black and white. But when trouble starts, we'll all be...
There is a terrible affliction plaguing Americans. It's our number one emotional problem, the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage. At Theradate.com, we are a group of licensed and certified mental health professionals who have decided to do something about it. A revolutionary matching and compatibility system originally available only for use by therapists is now available to the general public. Theradate.com is not a casual dating site. It doesn't use personality profiles or other pop psychology gimmicks. It's a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. We ask questions the way therapists do to get to know their patients. We ask the questions that truly determine who is the best match for you. Theradate.com is now accepting free registration for a limited time. Log on to Theradate.com to try Theradate's unique matching system for free. If you are tired of being alone and truly want to bond with someone for life, log on to Theradate.com. That's www.theradate.com. For a limited time, it's free to register for our totally unique service.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
You've heard of bobbing for apples, you know, on Halloween. What Sam does, he bobs for marbles in a vat of applesauce every night before the show while I'm doing my stretches and neck rolls. And then we redo the studio with feng shui.
I think your Adderall has been upped a little bit too much.
It's not Adderall.
Belligerent levels.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
With computers, there are two very different worlds, PCs and Macs. In Madison, one company brings both of these worlds together, Madison Computer Works. Looking to buy a new PC or Apple computer? Need service or support on one you already own? Want to put both PC and Apple computers on a network? The pros at Madison Computer Works bring these two worlds together, Apple or PC. We will make sure you get the right product or service for your needs without breaking the bank. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you. Blue screens, spyware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes. Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000. PCs or Macs, we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
What's your favorite Camp Randall memory? Take part in the greatest moments in Camp Randall history presented by Coca-Cola. Simply visit uwbadgers.com and vote for your favorite Camp Randall stadium memories. Six memories will be selected and celebrated next season. Voting is open now. Visit uwbadgers.com and vote today. The greatest memories in Camp Randall history presented by Coca-Cola. What's your favorite memory?
This is a Wendell Bob Report. I'm Sarah Turner. A recently released report by North Dakota State University found that criminal offenders who complete community service are less likely to reoffend. Participants in a community service program included 810 misdemeanor and first-time juvenile and adult offenders. Those completing the program were 30% less likely to be rearrested the following year. They worked an estimated 46,000 hours at a value of $300,000.
The Stab Bob Report brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
Stop whining. That's what head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue, told workers who just lost their high-tech jobs to overseas outsourcing. Analysts say millions of more jobs could be lost in the next few years. That's why we, the Communications Workers of America, are doing something about it. We're fighting to end tax breaks that ship our jobs overseas. We're helping tech workers organize. Learn more at techsunite.org, because America's future is on the line. A message from the Communications Workers of America.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day, but watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes are a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call now and get $20 off when you purchase two bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off two bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike. 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
Twenty-six before the hour. So the liberal media, one of the spokespeople for the liberal media, CNN host and former German U-boat commander Wolf Blitzer, was interviewing Bob Schieffer, Face the Nation, and the host the other night of the third and final Q&A session. And Blitzer said, well, what happens, though? What do you do if what happened the other night in St. Louis happens? That John Kerry says something really, really nasty at the president. Right now, here's the really, really nasty thing where Bush, you remember, Bush leaped off of his little monkey perch and started to approach Charles Gibson, the ABC anchor who was hosting the thing. And here's what happened. Kerry said, now I'm going to add 40,000 active duty forces to the military, and I'm going to make people feel good about being safe in our military and not overextended, because I'm going to run a foreign policy that actually does what President Reagan did, President Eisenhower did, and others. We're going to build alliances. We're not going to go unilaterally. We're not going to go alone like this president did. And then Gibson said, Mr. President, let's extend for a minute. Let me just, I got to answer this. Exactly, Mr. President, and with reservists being held on duty, let me answer what he just said about around the world. Well, I want to get into the issue of the backdoor draft. You tell Tony Blair we're going alone. You tell Tony Blair we're going alone. Tell Silvio Berlusconi, you know, that guy, we're going alone. Tell Kwasniewski of Poland we're going alone. There are 30 countries there. It denigrates an alliance to say we're going alone, to discount their sacrifices. You cannot lead an alliance if you say, you know, you're going alone. And people listen. They're sacrificing with us. What? Is that something really, really nasty being said at the president, Wolf? Is that how you talk at CNN now? Something really, really nasty was said at the president. Now, the next morning, on ABC's Good Morning America, Gibson said of that particular debate moment, Charlie Gibson said, well, ties go to the president. He was going to make his point, and so you have to back off and let him. Why, Charles? Didn't the Bush crime family insist on certain specific rules for this half-witted debate, right? Didn't they agree to all of these issues, right? Oh, excuse me. The Bush crime family doesn't follow rules, not even ones they made. And further, Charles, with all due respect, once those two candidates come out on that stage, is it not true that they're both candidates for the office of the presidency? What, do we defer to Bush because he stole the presidency the first time, or his thugs did the first time around? We defer to him when he demands to break the rules, and then the previous morning we have to listen to the former German U-boat commander, Wolf Blitzer, on CNN asking Bob Schieffer, well, what are you going to do if Kerry asks a really, really nasty question at the president, like he did the other night? Liberal media, my tuckus. But the big lie of the evening, Bob Schieffer asked about national security and Osama, and John Kerry answered, when the president had an opportunity to capture or kill Osama bin Laden, he took his focus off of them, outsourced the job to Afghan warlords, and Osama bin Laden escaped. He said, I don't know, I don't really think about him very much, I'm not that concerned. We need a president who stays deadly focused on the real war on terror. And then Bush said this.
I don't think I ever said I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden. That's kind of one of those exaggerations. Of course we're worried about Osama bin Laden.
Excuse me, Bunny Pants? We all remember the press conference of March 13th, 2002, when you said, oh, well, listen, and then we'll decide who's the exaggeration.
So I don't know where he is. Nor do, you know, I just don't spend that much time on him, Ellie, to be honest with you. I repeat what I said. I truly am not that concerned about him.
Oh, my goodness. The magic of electronics, Mr. Bushy. Huh? Well, that sounds like one of those exaggerations. Really? We have you on tape, moron. No, it's not tape. We have you digitally, which means your little comment can be reproduced a million times without losing any of its quality. Question two, how did the United States end up with a flu vaccine shortage? Well, Bush can tie everything to the evil trial lawyers, can he? Who's to blame for the flu vaccine shortage?
We have a problem with litigation in the United States of America. Vaccine manufacturers are worried about getting sued, and so therefore they have backed off from providing this kind of vaccine.
They've backed off from providing flu vaccine? Well, then find somebody who won't back off, you moron! The health of 290 million people are involved here.
Vaccine manufacturers are worried about getting sued, so they've backed off.
Jesus. Continuing to answer, how did the U.S. end up with a flu vaccine shortage? Listen to this answer, and then what he said about the dangers of Canadian drugs during the second debate last Friday. Major contradiction? Nah, it's Bush.
Bob?
Yeah?
We were reliant upon a company out of England to provide about half of the flu vaccines for the United States citizen, and it turned out that the vaccine they were producing was contaminated. And so we took the right action and didn't allow contaminated medicine into our country. We're working with Canada.
What?
To hopefully that they'll produce a, help us realize the vaccine necessary to make sure our citizens have got flu vaccinations during this upcoming season.
Well, first of all, moron, when you say we relied upon a company out of England, no. Chiron is a company out of California. Who outsourced the production of flu vaccine to England? So it's not a company out of England, moron. It's a company out of California.
So we took the right action and didn't allow contaminated medicine into our country.
No, that's not the case. Had the British government not closed the whole operation down, our FDA would have allowed it in. So are Canadian drugs safe or not? I'm so confused. Talk about a flip-flop. He just can't keep his thoughts straight, even in the same week. Just 5 days ago, he said...
And what my worry is that, you know, it looks like it's from Canada and it might be from a third world.
Well, does that apply to flu vaccine too, moron? Well, how can you tell? Hell, that stuff might have been made in, the Mariana Islands. Is that a third world country? Maybe it came from Nicaragua. Ah, that's pretty third world. My dad made sure of that. On health insurance, Bush thinks the reason health insurance costs have skyrocketed and millions of American families lack any coverage at all is due to low technology and lack of records on the internet or something like that. Bob Schieffer says, Mr. President, health insurance costs have risen over 36% over the last 4 years, according to the Washington Post. We're paying more, we're getting less. I'd like to ask you, who bears responsibility for this?
One of the reasons why there's still high costs in medicine is because this is they don't use an information technology. It's like if you looked at it's the equivalent of the buggy and horse days.
Oh yeah, okay.
Compared to other industries here in America, and so we've got to introduce high technology into healthcare.
High technology into healthcare? Hey, moron! Have you ever had an MRI? Have you ever had a brain scan? No, never mind. You wouldn't do a brain scan. Medicine is probably on the cutting edge of technology. Probably the only other industry that exceeds medicine in terms of technology is the space industry. They don't use information technology in medicine? Oh, Jesus, really? What's that got to do with insurance, first of all? But you're out of your mind. This is like when your daddy stood there and said, what's a scanner here at Safeway? What is that? It beeps and records the price of products? Gosh, that's from the future. Wouldn't be prudent to get in the way of that. Does it emit radioactivity rays? Huh? Boy, the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it?
Ooh, did I say fruit? Oh, no.
They don't use information technology, moron? Really? Really? You know, I don't live that far from Emory University Medical Center. Or from the CDC. here in Atlanta. I'll bet they're surprised to know they don't use information technology. Oh, what the hell. Next topic. Well, no, same topic. Uninsured in this country. Listen to this gobbledygook and cringe at how the rest of the world views the leader of this nation.
I think government-run health will lead to poor quality health, will lead to rationing, will lead to less choice. Just look at other countries that have tried to have federally controlled health care. They have poor quality health care. Our health care system is the envy of the world.
Really? Is it? Oh, goody, 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 damn. Well, I guess that means I don't have to worry about the fact I live in a society that puts me 12th in the world in terms of health care. And, oh, never mind. I think government-run health will lead to poor quality health. What the hell does that mean? Now, remember how he kept trying to answer every question by dragging his No Child Left Behind nightmare education polity into as many answers as possible? So he was asked a question on jobs. And this is where he came up with the 21st century job thingy. We'll let you hear this as soon as we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. I'm going nuts tonight. Wait till we get to the O'Reilly stuff.
Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning. Compassionate conservative, my ass. In executions unsurpassed. Surplus gone so fast. Divided, not united. What's he wanna do now? What's he gonna try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day, but watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes are a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call now and get $20 off when you purchase 2 bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off 2 bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Larry King here to tell you I'm getting more from my vitamin C. I'm getting the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and get more from your vitamin C. Take Ester C. E-S-T-E-R-C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C and now new Ester E, where fine vitamins are sold.
In an exclusive mini-documentary on MotherJones.com, former Reagan official Clyde Prestowitz critiques the Bush administration's policies from the perspective of a traditional conservative. Prestowitz points to the record deficit, the restriction of individual rights, and the war in Iraq as the opposite of conservative values. As a result, he says, we're less safe today than we were 3 or 4 years ago. Watch this provocative film at MotherJones.com, the source for exclusive reports and the best of the independent web. Because you need independent news.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
And it's funny, when you talk to a genuine conservative, they agree with me that Bush is not a Republican, nor is he a conservative. Bush has invented a new political party that doesn't represent people, that operates in secret, that feels free to lie to the Senate over large issues like war and peace.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
At Whole Foods Market, there's nothing scary about our pumpkins. That's because they're 100% organic and only $2.99 for any size you choose. Organic pumpkins are grown without frightening pesticides and chemicals and are perfect for Halloween carving. And at Whole Foods Market, they're only $2.99 for even our largest pumpkins. While you're at Whole Foods Market, check out our truly supernatural treats. We have a huge selection of delicious treats that kids love and, like everything else we sell, are free of all the things you don't need, like artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives or hydrogenated oils. Enjoy delicious fall favorites like Whole Foods Market's very own caramel dipping sauce, the perfect complement to our fresh variety of apples. Lift your spirits this Halloween with natural, organic, and gourmet foods from Whole Foods Market, 3313 University Avenue in Madison, where great-tasting food is supernatural.
Diamond Crystal Brand Salt from Cargill and Krieger Salt Sales. Let these two leaders go to work for you and your business today. Krieger Salt Sales offers a complete line of superior Diamond Crystal water conditioning salts that fit all the needs of your business. Whether you own a small business or a large corporation, Krieger Salt Sales will deliver Diamond Crystal water conditioning salt products right to your door. All Diamond Crystal water conditioning products carry the Diamond Crystal guarantee. Order yours today by calling Krieger Salt Sales in Madison at 274-6078. Krieger Salt Sales, 274-6078.
Hello, I'm supermodel Cristina Lina Populara. You've seen me on beaches and boats, but you'll never see me anywhere without my bodyguard. Not that kind, but the kind that protects me from the sun. I buy my sunscreen by the case because I know it slows aging and is my best insurance policy against skin cancer. Darling, you need not be a supermodel to have a bodyguard. Use sunscreen. The sun can be dangerous. And cover up out there. Ciao.
A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Musical headliners, the party machine, and progressive views.
Yes,
you won't find that
possible,
anywhere else. This is Rachel Maddow. Join me, Chuck D., and Liz Winstead for Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11 on the mic.
Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at AJC.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
We can target things easier and move more quickly, which means we need to be lighter and quicker and more facile.
More facile. Okay. Now remember, he kept trying to answer every question by dragging this horrifying No Child Left Behind joke into as many answers as possible. The economy? Better educated kids, you'll get better jobs and stimulate the economy. Global warming? When we talk about global warming, we're really talking about education. We have to make sure the atmosphere can read and write and add and subtract and stuff. Like this question on jobs, and like I mentioned before the break, what exactly is a 21st century job? Is it a manufacturing job at McDonald's? You know, you're manufacturing French fries? Is it go to a community college like Burger University, brush up on your janitorial skills, take mopping 101, learn how to be a chimney sweep, figure out somewhere where you can learn how to shoe horses? What the hell is he talking about?
I say, Bob, I've got policies to continue to grow our economy
quack.
And create the jobs of the 21st century.
Quack, quack.
And here's some help for you to go get an education.
Oh, thanks.
Here's some help for you to go to a community college. We want to help pay for you to gain the skills necessary to fill the jobs of the 21st century.
And we're going to find that at a community college. Hey, no offense to community colleges, okay? They serve a very important function. They keep people stupid. They give them maybe marketable skills in a very limited sense. I'm sorry. If you go to a community college, forgive me for displaying an obvious educational bias. I know they serve an important function. They take up the slack for those of us Americans who can no longer afford a baccalaureate degree. We can go get an associate. What the hell's an associate degree? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be that way. But community colleges are a backup. They're not a primary source of education. They're not supposed to be. They are in Bush world. Oh, I know you can get a nursing degree. You can get an accounting degree. You can get this. You can get that. Okay, fine. That's not an education. That's a vocational skill. There is a difference. Continuing on the jobs issue, Bush keeps changing the subject and again drags in his failed education plan. Why is he so proud of this disastrous legislation that he doesn't fund?
But perhaps the best way to keep jobs here in America and to keep this economy growing is to make sure our education system works.
Okay, fine. That's the only thing you've said tonight, moron, that I agree with. When's that going to happen? And the bitter division between the parties in this country, the bitter division, American from American, this is like the damn Civil War. This is like family member against family member. This is like brother against brother, father against son, daughter against uncle, right? Have you ever seen things so divided? Well, that has to do with his education program, too. Schieffer says, after 9/11, Mr. President, it seemed to me that the country came together as I've never seen it come together since World War II. But some of that seems to have melted away. I think it's fair to say we've become pretty polarized, perhaps because of the political season. Will you set a priority in trying to bring the nation back together?
My biggest disappointment in Washington is how partisan the town is. I had a record of working with Republicans and Democrats as the governor of Texas, and I was hopeful to be able to do the same thing, and we made good progress early on. The No Child Left Behind Act, incredibly enough, was good work between me and my administration and people like Senator Ted Kennedy.
Senator Ted Kennedy, the devil? You're bringing up the devil? He can work the No Child Left Behind Act into any conversation, can he? He had a record of working with Republicans and Democrats as governor of Texas. Well, let me tell you something. As the governor of Texas, he didn't have to do anything except go out and drink with these guys. He didn't have anything to do with legislation. He didn't have anything to do with anything. The governor of Texas, it's a figurehead job. Hey, Billy Bob, you want to come on over and have a drink with me? don't tell Laura. We can sit here and watch the Rangers. Maybe go out and back and I'll show you my new rifle and we can kill stuff. And on the issue of meeting with a congressional black caucus and supporting affirmative action, has to do with his education plan, of course. Kerry answers the question on affirmative action. Kerry says, the president is the first president ever, I think, not to meet with the NAACP. This is a president who hasn't met with the black congressional caucus. This is a president who has not met with the civil rights leadership of our country. And Bush says,
well, first of all, it is just not true that I haven't met with the black congressional caucus. I met with the black congressional caucus at the White House.
in the driveway.
Do you realize today in America we spend $73 billion to help 10 million low and middle income families better afford college?
What?
That's the access I believe is necessary, is to make sure every child learns to read, write, add, and subtract early.
Yeah.
To be able to build on that education by going to college. They can start their careers with a college diploma.
A college diploma? No. You mean something from a trade organization, don't you, Mr. Bush? Or something? Burger U? Janitorial Services 101? Oh, that's right. We're talking about the Black Congressional Caucus. Those are Negroes, aren't they?
After losing two presidential debates, George Bush tried to sit out the third. Sure, the president offered advice Wednesday night on flu shots and how to pray, but he avoided core questions, even when it made him look ridiculous. Asked about the minimum wage, he defended No Child Left Behind. The backdoor draft? Bush claimed John Kerry would apply a global test. Affirmative action? Bush affirmed that he had met with the Congressional Black Caucus. Do gays and lesbians choose their sexuality? The man who wants an anti-same-sex marriage amendment drew a blank. Overturn Roe v. Wade? The most outspoken anti-abortion president in history dodged the question. When the campaigns negotiated the debate schedule, Bush wanted two events. Kerry wanted three. In the end, both campaigns won. Kerry participated in three debates. Bush lost two debates. Then he skipped the third. For more on Bush's blunders, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Rumsfeld did not like that Dick Cheney when they first met way back when Cheney used to smoke 3.5 packs of cigarettes a day, which is the only thing I find interesting about him.
John Benjamin and I were enemies. I used to beat him up at bar mitzvahs.
And look at you now.
Now
you guys are best friends.
The only difference is that we're not pathological liars and we haven't driven this country into a ditch.
Oh, that's right.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Luis Alonso of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach saving through your own good example and save for your child's future. Plan early. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Plan early. Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
It's talk radio from the left side of the dial. The Mic 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. The U.S. military says they're trying to stop insurgents from launching future attacks. American forces and Iraqi troops are operating in Fallujah, with U.S. warplanes pounding the insurgent hotbed from the sky. CNN Radio military analyst retired General David Grange says this is not an all-out offensive.
It's either a foothold for continued operations in the near future, or it's to take advantage of good intelligence they just obtained on some terrorist targets, where they can do some terrific damage on the enemy at this time.
U.S. forces have not been to Fallujah since April, and the insurgency has grown stronger over that time. It's supposed to be one of the most heavily fortified areas of Iraq, but suicide bombers were able to infiltrate Baghdad's green zone, setting off two blasts that killed at least five people. Three American security contractors are among the victims, with a fourth contractor missing and believed dead. Violence elsewhere in Iraq has claimed four more American lives. Two U.S. soldiers died in Baghdad during separate attacks, and the AP is reporting an American Humvee was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade in Ramadi, killing two U.S. troops. It's obvious that both President Bush and Senator John Kerry want Nevada's five electoral votes. Both men campaigned in that state following last night's final presidential debate. Mr. Bush spoke to supporters in Las Vegas.
The senator tried to say his health care plan is not a government plan. Yet 22 million people would be enrolled on a government program under his plan, the largest expansion of government health care ever.
Also in Las Vegas, Kerry said the president is neglecting America's middle class.
George Bush has had 4 years to face this truth and to do something about it. Anything. Do anything about it to make life better for hardworking families in America. But instead of seizing the moment, I believe he has squandered the opportunity.
Polls in Nevada indicate a close result on Election Day. This is CNN Radio News.
Preposterous.
You've heard it takes two to tango? Well, when it comes to building healthy bones, it takes more than just calcium. It also takes phosphorus. In fact, building bones without phosphorus is, well,
preposterous.
Now there's Posture D, the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, now there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
Huh? Oh, come on, honey, get up. Time to go.
Go? Oh, but it's so early. And it's Saturday.
Exactly. It's Kohl's Super Saturday.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday and get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like all Mrs. Apartment 9 cashmere sweaters for just $44.99. And all Boys and Girls Sew and Sonoma 5-pocket jeans are only $9.99. Plus, all down comforters and flannel bedding are 50% off at Kohl's Super Saturday.
Kohl's.
Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
It's been a concern ever since the federal government announced that a flu vaccine shortage was coming this winter. Companies are being accused of price gouging, and individual states vow they will investigate. Tim Dressler, a spokesman for California's attorney general, says the state's price gouging laws deal with natural disasters, but there are still ways to prosecute.
We do, however, have general consumer protection laws that prohibit unfair business practices, what have you. So those are more the kinds of statutes we would proceed under if we took action.
Around the nation, people are standing in long lines to get a flu shot. This woman was waiting at a supermarket in Kissimmee, Florida.
I have a problem with pneumonia. I had double pneumonia at the beginning of the year, and I was afraid.
Scientists have found a chemical specially designed to thwart the way HIV penetrates a woman's body. Researchers have been looking for a vaginal gel that women could apply before having sex. This is news from CNN Radio. Oil prices remain on the rise, and it doesn't look like they're going to fall anytime soon. The cost jumped up to $54.76 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The chairman and CEO of BP Capital, Boone Pickens, says the price will continue to zigzag up the ladder.
I don't think you're going to, straight line it to 60. And how far back it'll go, I don't think you'll ever see 35 again.
Market watchers are still concerned about supply issues in Nigeria and the Gulf of Mexico. The U.S. trade deficit is at an all-time high. The deficit ballooned to $54 billion in August. Analysts say America's trade gap with China is the biggest problem. The St. Louis Cardinals had to wait 29 minutes because of rain before getting started against the Houston Astros. With the game now underway, the Cardinals lead the Astros 4-3 in the seventh inning. It's the second game of the National League Championship Series. St. Louis leads 1-0. I'm Andy Flick. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Making a point to demagogue gay people right now in the House of Representatives more important than getting to work on the 9/11 Commission recommendations.
Part of the recommendation was, how about if we get some translators that know a different language? They hire translators that only know English or something.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
The good earth. It gives us everything. And now you can give something back. By becoming an Earth Team volunteer, you can help the Natural Resources Conservation Service care for the good earth. Right in your own community. It's the only earth we'll ever have. Help make it a better place for all of us. Call 1-888-LAND-CARE to find out how.
Now, Mike Malloy. On Madison's Progressive
new?
Talk,
Marty Kaplan,
the Mike,
on
92.1. Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Everybody still with us here? Anybody get up and leave? It's hard to go to the bathroom during the breaks, but you got to stick around for this. We have a couple more bits of sound from Too Stupid to Be President at last night's debate, and then the O'Reilly thing. Oh, God. All right. Back to Bunny Pants from the third debate hosted by Bob Schieffer. Now, the minimum wage issue comes up next. Why, that must have something to do with No Child Left Behind, right? Bob Schieffer says, Mr. President, the gap between rich and poor is growing wider. More people are dropping into poverty. Yet the minimum wage has been stuck at $5.15 an hour now for about 7 years. Is it time to raise it?
Mitch McConnell had a minimum wage plan that I supported, that it would have increased the minimum wage. But let me talk about what's really important for the worker you're referring to.
Quack.
And that's to make sure the education system works.
Quack, quack.
It's to make sure we raise standards. Listen, the No Child Left Behind Act is really a jobs act when you think about it.
Oh, my God. It's a jobs act. Oh, thank Jesus. I knew that there was something there that reminded me of a jobs act. The No Child Left Behind Act, Mr. Bush, is a testing act. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with textbooks that are outdated or crumbling school buildings or rats running around in the boys' room or roaches running around the girls' room. It has nothing to do with underpaid professionals who happen to be school teachers. No, sir. It doesn't have anything to do with asbestos all over in the ceilings of these rat roach-infested schools. What it has to do with is testing. Testing. And wasn't it the Republicans who said that local control should be the primary goal of the school systems? Right! Didn't they say that Democrats wanted to run everything out of Washington? Hello! Anybody home? What the hell is the No Child Left Behind Act except a way to destroy public education in this country and replace it with privatized education, like privatized a penal system, like privatized military, like privatized health care, like privatized stock market. Privatize it all. Make it all go bad. Break it. Ruin it. Destroy it. No Child Left Behind, my ass. It leaves every child behind. But it's really a jobs act when you get right down to it. All right, enough about education. Let's talk about Jesus. Schieffer says, Mr. President, you were asked before the invasion or after the invasion of Iraq if you had checked with your father. And I don't remember the quote exactly, but I believe you said you had checked with a higher authority. So I'd like to ask you, what part does your faith play on your policy decisions?
Prayer and religion sustain me.
Hallelujah.
I receive calmness in the storms of the presidency. I love the fact that people pray for me and my family all around the country. Somebody asked me one time, well, how do you know? I said, I just feel it.
I feel it. If you feel, you're healed. I feel it. That's what it is. Put your hand on the radio, on the television here. I feel it. Calmness in the storms of the presidency? But Mr. Bush, you've never made any mistakes. You're always right. What storms? There are no storms. Never apologize, never explain. Right? Isn't that your motto, moron? Isn't that your motto? Never apologize. Never explain. I'm always right, no matter what I do. I'm right to send 1,100 Americans to their deaths. I'm right to murder 30,000 Iraqis. I am right, 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 right. And besides, if you don't believe me, ask Jesus. It was his idea. His idea, the No Child Left Behind Act. That came from Jesus. You know, I was praying one night with Laura. We were down on our knees beside the bed, and I said, Jesus, what am I supposed to do about these poor uneducated Negroes? And he said, how about the No Child Left Behind Act? And I said, what'll that do? And he said, well, it'll close down the inner city schools, and then you won't have to worry about educating Negroes. You only have to worry about jailing them. Oh. Okay. So does Bunny Pants refer to God to make his foreign policy decisions? And he accuses Kerry of letting foreign leaders decide U.S. policy? Bush leaves it up to the invisible cloud being?
Religion is an important part. I never want to impose my religion on anybody else. But when I make decisions, I stand on principle.
Yeah, even when I'm wrong.
And the principles are derived from who I am. I believe we ought to love our neighbor like we love ourselves.
Yeah, and I'm
It's manifested in public policy through the faith-based initiative where we've unleashed the armies of compassion to help heal people who hurt.
To help seal the fate of the earth. Isn't that what you were going to say? Unleashed. Speaking of leashes, how about Abu Ghraib? The principles are derived from who I am. I'm Jesus' little brother, right? I believe we ought to love our neighbor like we love ourselves. God. The armies of compassion. I believe it was the armies of the night. And finally tonight, when Bush isn't calling on the invisible cloud being to guide his hand, he consults, yes he does, his art collection.
In the Oval Office, there's a painting by a friend of Laura and mine named by Tom Lee.
It's a funny name.
It's a West Texas painting.
Yeah.
Painting of a mountain scene. And
yeah.
He said this about it. He said, Sarah and I live on the east side of the mountains, the sunrise side, not the sunset side.
I'm so drunk.
It's the side to see the day that is coming, not to see the day that is gone.
I need Valium.
I love the optimism in that painting because that's how I feel about America.
Can't you tell it in my voice? I'm so optimistic. Now, I was listening to Randy Rhoads today. And on Randy Rhoads' program, she played a soundbite of Bush saying exactly the same thing. When was it, Kathy? 4 years ago? Oh, was that Janine's program? Okay. Janine, Randy, they're both women. Okay. I listen to Air America now that we have it here in Atlanta, so it kind of all runs together. The only person I know who I'm really listening to is when Al Franken is on, because you can't disguise his voice, right? But we already had it on Air America today, is my point. What, he's got one painting by somebody named Tom Lee? Actually, Tom Lee's first name is Bai. Isn't that what he said? Friend of mine named Bai Tom Lee. Okay, Bai Lee has a West Texas painting of a mountain scene. There are no damn mountains in West Texas. There's some hills. Now, wait a minute. I heard Randy Rhoads say that today, Kathy. I heard Randy Rhoads say that. Because then she said, I've been there. Well, maybe Janine made the point about, he said it before, but I listen to Randy Rhoads, and that's where I get my talk radio. This is from her, so I know I heard it. All right, that's about all the sound we have from the moron. I can't do anymore. I can't stand it. It gets my blood pressure up. It makes my baby cry. My 3-month-old baby is across the glass right now, where Kathy, who's producing this program, and in the studio in there, you can hear the sound bites the same as I can hear them in here in a little soundproof booth through my headphones. So the baby was asleep. Molly was asleep. Molly was doing fine. And then Bush's voice comes on, and the kid just sits bolt upright. You ever seen a 3-month-old baby go from a sleeping position to sitting bolt upright? It's something weird to see. At that young age, they know instinctively the voice of evil. They know, because they just arrived here from the other side, right? Little babies, they just get here. They go, man, damn, that was one kind of a trip. Wow, I wish I could tell you about... That's why babies can't talk for the first year, so they forget what they saw on the other side. But if Molly could talk, if any baby could talk right now, they'd say, oh, Lord, that's George Bush's voice. I've heard that voice before over on the other side. Woo! Used to scare us to death before I escaped that dimension and got over here. And now I'm a little baby and I can't really talk. And by the time I can talk, I'll forget all this stuff. But let me tell you, I've heard that voice before. So Molly sits bolt upright here and now she's screaming. Just in time for a commercial break so we can try to calm her down. Maybe I'll walk her outside for a little bit. It's dark and cold here in Atlanta. I'll take her outside and we'll listen to the wolves howl. A little bit better than hearing George Bush's voice, right? Quick break. We'll be right back. Then your phone calls. And then O'Reilly. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka. It knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
We here at the Mike 92.1 are proud to welcome Air America's Mike Malloy to Madison's Progressive Talk. You've been listening to us, and we've been listening to you. Mike Malloy is now on the Mike 92.1. Weeknights from 9 to midnight. We are committed to giving you what you want. Thank you for making us the fastest growing radio station in the state. Stay tuned and stay in touch with Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
This is a Wendell Bob Report. I'm Sarah Turner. A recently released report by North Dakota State University found that criminal offenders who complete community service are less likely to reoffend. Participants in a community service program included 810 misdemeanor and first-time juvenile and adult offenders. Those completing the program were 30% less likely to be rearrested the following year. They worked an estimated 46,000 hours at a value of $300,000.
This Stab Bob Report brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
Stop whining. That's what head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue, told workers who just lost their high-tech jobs to overseas outsourcing. Analysts say millions of more jobs could be lost in the next few years. That's why we, the Communications Workers of America, are doing something about it. We're fighting to end tax breaks that ship our jobs overseas. We're helping tech workers organize. Learn more at techsunite.org, because America's future is on the line. A message from the Communications Workers of America.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day, but watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes are a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call now and get $20 off when you purchase two bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off two bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
The following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, I'm Whoopi Goldberg, and I just wanted to say to you, don't mistake terrorism for patriotism. Hate crimes are hate crimes no matter who perpetrates them. Remember, we're all Americans. Long live us all.
Oppose those who hate. A message from Clear Channel, Radio for a Hate-Free America.
You're listening to Madison's new progressive talk station. Listener-supported, Air America-powered, The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I hear there's rumors on the internets that we're going to have a draft. We're not going to have a draft, period.
Okay. You don't have to get so upset about it. Danielle is calling from Portland, Oregon. Danielle, welcome to the program, and thank you for holding on.
Oh, no problem. The reason I called, well, there's a lot of reasons I called, so stop me when you get tired of me talking. but I work for a container company, and we all know the security problems with the containers coming in and out of the country.
Yeah, it's non-existent.
Precisely.
Right.
Matter of fact, I look out of my office window, and I see hundreds of containers stacked up all around me. The security is one thing I'm concerned about, but something that is more important to our own economy right here, right now, is this, you're looking at the cost of fuel, and you're all talking about commuting and this costing more right now and cutting into everybody's budget.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're forgetting about is the fact that this also affects the truck drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Indirectly, it's going to cause massive inflation very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the cost of diesel fuel here in Portland has gone up, I think it's 25 cents in a gallon in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Precisely.
Yeah, independent truckers are really taking it in the chops. I don't know how they manage to survive. And like you point out, the only way they can survive is to raise their rates. And
well, they're not raising their rates. They're doing it a little bit more straightforward, and they're calling it what it is. It's a fuel surcharge.
A fuel surcharge, okay.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It started, well, a little bit of background about this job. I have been laid off 6 times in 3 years. And I finally found a job making $4.50 an hour less than I used to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm thankful to have it because it's a good place to work.
I hear you.
But what they're doing is, when I started there in July, fuel surcharge was at 7%. Tomorrow, it goes to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So if the cost of a container moving, say, from Seattle down to Medford, Oregon, is, for example, $1,000.
Right.
10% fuel charge automatically adds $100 to the cost of that container moving.
Right, right.
This gets passed on to the wholesaler, the middleman, the retailer, and ultimately to us.
That's right.
And this would make such a marvelous political point. I'm surprised that John Kerry and John Edwards have not picked up on it.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at spiraling inflation if this continues.
My best guess, Danielle, is that the two Democratic candidates would like to bring this up, but they hesitate because how can you bring up a discussion about oil without pointing out the fact that both Bush and Cheney are oilmen, so to speak, and that Cheney put together his so-called energy policy working with energy industry representatives, just like you do in a good fascist country, most of whom were in the oil business. Now, if Kerry or Edwards bring that up, they're immediately slammed by this two-bit whorish media we have of bringing up issues that are unfair. Dick Cheney is not employed by Halliburton. Well, he got $1.2 million so far in the 4 years he's been, quote, unemployed, close quote. So, a lot of these things that Kerry and Edwards don't bring up, I think they feel, probably rightly so, that they'd be slammed for bringing it up, A, and B, the Republicans would spin it so that the American public would go, Mr. Kerry and Mr. Edwards, how can George Bush control the price of oil? That's controlled by the Arabs. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't bring it up.
However, there is one thing that you and I can do,
yeah?
And everybody that's listening to this radio program.
What's that?
Explain this to their friends that are
still undecided.
If there is any such animal out there.
I have yet to meet an undecided. I have yet to meet this creature. And if I meet him or her, I will do my damnedest to explain it. Danielle, we got to move on. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for that insight on the surcharge. We appreciate it. You take care. Yeah, that applies to everybody. If anybody is still crazy enough in this country to be shopping at Walmart, it means what Daniel was saying then. It means, obviously, that the products that you buy at Walmart are going to creep up a bit in price because Walmart buys everything now from China. They don't buy anything from the United States. American workers, they're not worth anything to Walmart. Andrew is calling from Long Island. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm a big fan. I love all the rants.
Oh, they're great.
It's really great to know that somebody else there gets as mad at these people as I do when I'm watching them on TV.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, initially I called about to get your opinion on that line he used in the debate, the compassionate armies.
Yeah.
Just whether you thought, what you thought about that contradiction. But actually, I also have some insight about the education policy you're talking about. I'm a teacher myself in New York, and I'm also pursuing graduate work. And I was going to say, in every discussion we've ever had about any of these policies, no one has ever been in favor of this thing. There's not a single educator I've ever met in either the workplace or in the academia that has ever supported this these initiatives.
The No Child Left Behind thing, which is a total misnomer, was put together without input from educators, from people who have to deal in the trenches. Let me put you on hold, Andrew. I'll come back and we'll finish this up on the other side of the break because I want to hear the rest of what you got to say. But when they talk about No Child Left Behind or Bush's education policy, that's bat squeeze. It's absolutely not true. You tell me. I mean, I don't know. Somebody tell me. How many educators, school teachers, principals, educators help put together the No Child Left Behind program? Nah, it was put together by right-wing ideologues who want to destroy public education in this country.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day. But watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes get a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then I urge you to step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle.
Call now and get $20 off when you purchase two bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off two bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
If you think something big has come to Madison, maybe you're right. Or maybe you're left, and you've been waiting for this day to arrive. The time has come for your voice to be heard. The time has come to take back the mic. The Mic 92.1. This is not business as usual. This is a place for you to hold on to your beliefs and to hold on to the truth. The Mic 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Well, it's your first day of waiting tables. Let's make sure you're ready. You have your apron and your tie.
Do I really have to wear this?
Yes, here's your name tag.
Got it.
You need an order pad. Here are today's specials.
Is that it?
Did you punch in?
Yes.
Well, one more thing. Wear this gas mask.
It doesn't really go with the tie.
No, seriously, wear it.
You want me to wear a gas mask while I work?
Trust me, you're going to need it. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'll be your server today. Would you like to hear about our specials?
With every breath of secondhand smoke, you and the average restaurant worker inhale 4,000 chemicals.
We're dying to serve you.
You have the right to breathe clean air. Take a stand and support smoke-free workplaces.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'll be your server today.
Every Wisconsin worker should have the right to breathe clean air. This message, sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services.
An OnStar Conversation, February 10th, 2004.
Hello, my name is Bob, and I understand you wanted to get some calling minutes for your vehicle.
I do.
I have a couple of special packages that are available right now.
Oh, awesome. I'd like to hear them.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone built into OnStar-equipped vehicles.
I don't use the phone like normal people use their cell phones. I live up here at about 7,500 feet in blizzard conditions, and that's why I'm able to use it.
I'm glad to hear that.
My phone will actually reach up on top of the mountain, and no other cell phone has been able to reach. So your service is quite extraordinary. We just absolutely love it.
Make sure you're never without the valuable assistance of OnStar.
Those minutes were downloaded successfully. Is there anything else I can assist you with tonight?
No, you've been awesome. Your service is awesome. I really appreciate it, and that's all.
Y'all, thank you for continuing your OnStar experiences with personal calling.
Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the more than 50 GM models available with OnStar. OnStar Personal Calling is available in most markets. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from the Mike, 92.1.
1994, there were 67 schools in Texas that were rated exemplary, according to our own tests.
Yeah, you moron. 26 before the hour, back to Andrew, who called in from Long Island. Go ahead, Andrew. Thanks for holding on, pal.
All right, no problem. Thanks. Actually, it's funny you played that quote that he just said about in Texas, the records that he was citing, because my sister rides horse at a barn near our house on Long Island, and one of the people who works there was a teacher in Texas under George Bush's period, and actually the superintendent of her district is now the Secretary of Education under Bush. And she actually witnessed that they doctored the like test results that they cited to back up their education policy, and they were like changing the scores to show improvement, and they also left kids behind by a year so that they would do better on the test the next year they took them, but they would be counted in the same grade or something like that.
Right, right.
It was very underhanded, and so that way, look how successful our testing is, because it makes and holding the schools that need the money most accountable by taking away their money.
The Houston newspaper a couple of months ago did a multi-part expose on Rod Page. Rod Page is Secretary of Education, used to be Superintendent of Schools in Houston, and how the numbers were doctored, how everything about the so-called Texas miracle was an absolute lie. And the rest of the country, the people in Texas know about it. The rest of the country doesn't know anything about this because, we sit back and go, well, that has to do with Texas. That has anything to do with me. Well, the hell it doesn't when Rod Page, who is the superintendent of Houston schools, who participated in the scam, is now the Secretary of Education, has a lot to do with the rest of America. These people have got to be driven from office. That's all. They must be forced to leave. All right, Andrew, I got a boogie. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate you checking in. All right, now, before I go back to your phone calls, O'Reilly. O'Reilly's preemptively, sort of like Bush, filed a lawsuit of some sort against a female Fox News producer who has accused O'Reilly of sexual harassment. The lawsuit claims that he subjected this woman to repeated instances of sexual harassment, spoke often and explicitly to her about phone sex, vibrators, threesomes, masturbation, the loss of his virginity, sexual fantasies, blah, 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 blah. All right? Now, what we thought we would do is read some of the complaint. The plaintiff in this is Andrea Amakris. The defendants are Bill O'Reilly, News Corporation, Fox News Channel, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, and Westwood One Incorporated, syndicator of this moron's program. Now, without getting into a big thing about O'Reilly, I think O'Reilly just sucks. He's worse than Limbaugh. He's like a lot of these right-wing pigs. There's no reason to talk about it. But I do find the lawsuit, some of the comments in the lawsuit to be kind of funny. Now, Andrea Macris, just as background, is a graduate of Columbia School of Journalism. Successful journalist who, according to the complaint, whose television news production career has included stints at NBC, CNN, and Fox. In 1991, she served as an intern in George Herbert Walker Bush's White House. That's rather ironic. She has been praised for her proficiency, dedication, and skill. Blah, 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 blah. On and on and on it goes. Now, the allegations are that throughout her employment at Fox, which started around May 2002 through January 2004, and then again starting in July of 2004 through the present, the plaintiff has been subjected to quid pro quo sexual harassment at the hands of her immediate supervisor, defendant Bill O'Reilly, and a sexually hostile work environment perpetrated by defendant Bill O'Reilly and other supervisors, managers, officers, employers, and or agents of Fox. Within Fox and Westwood One, the complaint goes on, a permissive and encouraging environment for gender discrimination and sexual harassment reigns among supervisors, managers, and employees of the companies. I wonder when they're going to catch Sean Hannity with his boyfriend, huh? What do you think, or girlfriend, whatever the case may be. During the period from approximately May 2002 through January 2004, because he's married and has kids, I don't care if he's dating a man or a woman, makes no difference to me. During the period from approximately May 2002 through January 2004 and commencing again approximately July 2004 through the present, Bill O'Reilly and Fox harassed and intimidated the plaintiff and created and maintained a virulently hostile work environment through explicit, rampant, pervasive, and continued sex discrimination and sexual harassment against Andrea Macris and other female employees. It was so offensive and severe that it detrimentally altered the terms and condition of Ms. Macris' employment. Woo. Throughout her employment on the O'Reilly Factor, Andrea Macris has been subjected to the mercurial and unpredictable mood swings of her boss, Bill O'Reilly, a personality who can be paternal and engaging at one instant, tyrannical and menacing the next. For example, on or about May 1st, 2002, Andrea Macris informed Vice President of Fox, Bill Shine, of the breakup of her long-term relationship with her fiancé. During the course of that conversation, the plaintiff informed Mr. Shine that she would no longer be able to afford to work at Fox on her approximately $56,000 salary. Shortly after that, Bill O'Reilly invited Andrea out to dinner, purportedly to discuss her future at Fox. During the course of their conversation, O'Reilly praised plaintiff's skill as a booker and told plaintiff he could not afford to lose her from his production team and promptly raised her salary to $65,000. During the course of this dinner, plaintiff's supervisor, Bill O'Reilly, lavished plaintiff with unsolicited advice regarding her handling of future relationships with members of the opposite sex. O'Reilly advised Andrea to avoid future contact with her ex-fiancé, to have manicures and pedicures, and to, quote, pick up 23-year-old men in bars, end quote, to attend charity events and meet men with credentials, and to otherwise spend the next year doing what she felt like doing without thinking twice about the consequences. O'Reilly then suggested that at the end of the year, they'd discuss promoting Andrea to a producer position for the O'Reilly Factor. After these words, during the course of their dinner, O'Reilly's demeanor abruptly changed. O'Reilly's eyes became glazed and bizarrely strayed in opposite directions. Suddenly, without provocation or warning, Bill O'Reilly said to Andrea Macris, "And just use your vibrator to blow off steam." When Miss Macris reddened, O'Reilly asked lewdly, "What? You got a vibrator, don't you? Every girl does." When plaintiff responded indignantly, "No, and no they don't. Does your wife?" O'Reilly replied, "Yes, in fact she does. She'd kill me if she knew I was telling you." During the course of their dinner, O'Reilly proceeded, without solicitation or invite, to inform Ms. Macris that he had advised another woman to purchase a vibrator and had taught that woman how to masturbate while telling her sexual stories over the telephone. O'Reilly told Macris she knew the woman from Fox. O'Reilly then boasted that the woman had her first orgasm via masturbation as he spoke to her on the telephone. When Macris responded that she never engaged in phone sex, O'Reilly professed disbelief and told her that the sexual stories he told were all based upon his own experiences, such as when he received a massage in a cabana in Bali and the, quote, little short brown woman, unquote, asked to see his penis and was, quote, amazed, close quote. Bill O'Reilly then suggested that he tell Miss Macris the same sexual stories which he knew she would, quote, just love, end quote. Shocked and embarrassed, Miss Macris informed O'Reilly in no uncertain terms that she was neither experienced in nor interested in gaining experience in telephone sex. O'Reilly expressed disbelief. As they left the restaurant next to O'Reilly's hotel, Andrea Macris thanked her boss for the dinner and the raise. O'Reilly responded suggestively, "Stick with me, and I'll take care of you." He winked and walked into his hotel. On or about March 19th through the 13th, 2003, O'Reilly, Miss Macris, and other Fox employees traveled with the O'Reilly Factor to tape in Los Angeles. At approximately 10:30 p.m. one of those evenings, O'Reilly called Miss Macris on her cell phone. Miss Macris was at dinner with a woman friend from college. O'Reilly was flirtatious, repeatedly asking Miss Macris what she and her friend were wearing. Later during that week, O'Reilly joined Miss Macris and other staff members at the Peninsula Hotel for cocktails. Miss Macris' college friend was with her. O'Reilly approached the two and commented, "University of Missouri? Boy, I would have had fun with you two." And alluded to a menage a trois with plaintiff and her friend. On or about May 2003, O'Reilly took Andrea Macris and her college friend to dinner at Silvano's. During the course of the dinner, O'Reilly repeatedly propositioned the women, singing the praises of telephone sex, offering to telephone them both, and suggested that the three of them, quote, go to a hotel together and have the time of their lives, end quote. O'Reilly further suggested that the women needed to be trained so they'd be equipped and ready to go when a, quote, real man shows up in your lives. And he offered lessons. Plaintiff was extremely embarrassed and protested, "Bill, you're my boss." During the course of this dinner, Bill O'Reilly, without solicitation or invite, regaled Miss Macris and her friend with stories concerning the loss of his virginity to a girl in a car at JFK Airport, two really wild Scandinavian airline stewardess he had gotten together with, and a girl at a sex show in Thailand who had shown him things in a back room that blew my mind. O'Reilly then stated he was going to Italy to meet the Pope, that his pregnant wife was staying at home with his daughter, and implied he was looking forward to some extramarital dalliances with the hot Italian women. Both plaintiff and her friend were repulsed, but felt powerless to protest strongly, since defendant was plaintiff's boss and a powerful man at Fox. More coming. We have a couple of shower scenes to share with you when we return. Masters told me a story about three million times. Said, "No hooky, dokey, thing, do I get a wet bow? My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no ship."
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book, now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
The world is a miracle.
Access the world and help keep the miracle alive.
Go to ecosee.com.
ECOSEE.
Ecosee is your eco-conscious internet access, offering you high-speed dial-up 7 times faster than regular dial-up for just $15.95 a month.
And 100% that profit is donated to eco nonprofits.
Save your money,
save the world,
fly the web.
Ecosee.com.
Sign up now and get a free subscription to e-magazine.
Ecosee.
We see a brighter future.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
If I hear one more person tell me that Democrats don't support the troops, I'm going to vomit, I'm going to hurl. What it is we're mad at the war planners. They planned a bad war. Republicans have no idea how to fight a war. Every single time a Republican plans a war, we lose. They pick fights that can't be won or shouldn't have been picked at all.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save $550 on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs, plus you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $550 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st, not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
A representative government requires the voice of the people. In the last 3 presidential elections, 100 million eligible voters were silent. Register yourself, your family, and your friends to vote. It's a simple task with big results. Join the 10 for Change project and mobilize others to speak up. Your voice is your vote. 10forchange.org. Brought to you by Wisconsin Now.
A new day in talk radio. Common sense. From the left side of the dial. The mic. 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Nine minutes before the hour. Now, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, and then we're going to come back. We've got some more that we'll pick up after the top of the hour. When I say we're covering Pulp Fiction tonight, Two Seekers, I mean it. And by the way, the next few minutes of the Malloy program is PG-13, okay? I've been reading from the lawsuit filed against O'Reilly, but I'm sure some of you know they actually wrote some Pulp Fiction of his own. The book is called Those Who Trespass, and it's a murder mystery with a lot of steamy sex. And ironically, it has a shower scene very similar to the one described in this lawsuit. Now, despite informing him that she was not interested in all these weird conversations, and despite her adamant refusal to participate, O'Reilly, back to the lawsuit, informed the plaintiff, Andrea Macris, that he was watching a porn movie and babbled perversely regarding his fantasies concerning Caribbean vacations because he said, quote, once people get into that hot weather, they shed their inhibitions, you know, they drink during the day, they lay there, and they're lazy, and they have dinner, then they come back and fool around. That's basically the modus operandi. Sort of sounds like a summer place, doesn't it? if I took you down there, then I'd want to take a shower with you right away. That would be the first thing I'd do. Yeah, we'd, you know, check into the room, and we would order up some room service, and you'd definitely get two wines into you as quickly as I could get into you. I would get them into you. Maybe intravenously. Get those glasses of wine into you. You would basically be in the shower, and then I would come in, and I'd join you. And you would have your back to me, and I would take that little loofah thing and kind of soap up your back, rub it all over you, get you to relax, you know, hot water, and, well, you know, you'd feel the tension drain out of you. And you still would be with your back to me, and then I would kind of put my arm, well, it's one of those mitts, those loofah mitts, you know. So I got my hands in it, and I would put it around front, kind of rub your tummy a little bit with it. And then with my other hand, I would start to massage your boobs. Get your nipples really hard, because I like that. And you have really spectacular boobs. So anyway, I'd be rubbing your big boobs and getting your nipples really hard, kind of kissing your neck from behind. And then I would take the other hand with the falafel thing, and I'd put it on your, you know, and you'd have to do it really light, just kind of a tease business. And then in the deposition, plaintiff Andrea Macris says she was frightened and disturbed. Man, I'd sue O'Reilly if he put his falafel on my you-know-what. During the course of this monologue, defendant O'Reilly suggested that he would perform oral sex upon Andrea Macris and that he would start to perform fellatio on his, I can't read that part on the air, but not complete the sex act. He says, you'd tease me like you wouldn't really do it. You'd just like, because I know, you're like a tease, bitch! Well, I put that part in. During the course of his perverted ravings, defendant O'Reilly told plaintiff that they would then engage in sexual intercourse. When plaintiff Macris reminded O'Reilly that she did not want to participate, when she reminded him that he was her boss, O'Reilly responded, "You just have to suspend that." During the course of O'Reilly's sexual rant, it became clear that he was using a vibrator upon himself and that he ejaculated. Plaintiff was repulsed. Immediately after climaxing, defendant Bill O'Reilly launched into a discussion concerning how good he was during a recent appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. O'Reilly went on, again boasting that none of the women he'd engaged in sexual relations with would ever tell. He said, quote, "Nobody'd believe them, and they wouldn't tell anyway. I can't imagine any of them doing that, because I always made friends with women before I bedded them down." And you know what, Macris, in these days of your celibacy and your hibernation, this is good for you to have a little fantasy outlet, you know, just to keep it tuned. Keep that sensuality tuned until, you know, Mr. Wright comes along, and then you can put him in traction. I'm trying to tell you, this is good for your mental health. Plaintiff Andrea Macris felt angry, abused, and disgusted. O'Reilly actually used his own voice for his murder mystery book on tape from Those Who Trespassed. You want to hear the shower scene? We got time to play the shower scene real quick. Let's play the shower scene.
Stripping off her bathing suit, she walked into the huge shower. She pulled the lime green curtain across the entrance and then set the water for a tepid 75 degrees. The spray felt great against her skin as she ducked her head underneath the nozzle. Closing her eyes, she concentrated on the tingling sensation of water flowing against her body. Suddenly, another sensation intruded. Ashley felt two large hands wrap themselves around her breasts and hot breath on the back of her neck. She opened her eyes wide and giggled. "I thought you drowned out there, snorkel man." Tommy O'Malley was naked and at attention.
"Ooh.
Drowning is not an option," he said, "unless, of course, you beg me to perform unnatural acts right here in this shower."
Jesus. Oh, there's more. And then he says, if any woman ever breathed a word, I'd make her pay so dearly that she'd wish she'd never been born. I'll rake her through the mud. I'll bring up things in her life and make her so miserable she'll be destroyed. And besides, she wouldn't be able to afford the lawyers I can or endure it financially as long as I can. And nobody would believe her. It'd be her word against mine. And who are they going to believe? Huh? That was O'Reilly from his masterpiece, Those Who Trespass. Sounds like a sports cast, doesn't it? You want some more of this? I got some more of this. Stick around. When we come back, further readings from the Andrea Macris lawsuit against Bill O'Reilly. Wait till you hear the part where he threatens Al Franken. Oh, my God. Oh, and during the break, somebody, please, give me a little helping of falafel, will you?
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
But what he meant to say in the beginning when he said the 100,000 Iraqis are hard at work making toys for Christmas. They have been outsourced. The North Pole is outsourced to Iraq. Let me tell you something. Santa has a list. And he knows who's good and who's naughty.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
This is State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster. All of us remember a teacher who profoundly affected our lives. Every year, the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation rewards 100 current public and private school teachers. The Kohl Fellowships honor Wisconsin teachers who inspire, motivate, and lead, with matching grants going to their schools. Anyone can nominate a deserving candidate. Get information at your local school during September or go to kohleducation.org to honor the heroes who teach us.
Madison has a new radio station, The Mike 92.1. Talk radio for the rest of us. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. Iraqi Special Forces and U.S. Marines launched a major air and ground operation late Thursday in the volatile city of Fallujah. CNN Radio's Jamie McIntyre reports the goal of this operation was not to overtake the city, but to get a good idea of what troops are up against when they do.
The U.S. military in Iraq said that two more airstrikes had been conducted in the early hours of Friday morning Iraq time, but Pentagon officials still say this is not the big Fallujah offensive, although it could turn into something more depending on how the insurgents react. Part of the idea of this mission was to probe the insurgent forces, send them a message, and see how they react.
Suicide bombers succeeded in carrying out two attacks inside the heavily fortified Green Zone in Baghdad. At least five people died, including three American security contractors. One American is missing and presumed dead. Witnesses report seeing two men enter a cafe with bags and have tea before the explosions. With 19 days until the election, both candidates are hot on the campaign trail. In Las Vegas, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry promised to take on the challenges that middle and lower class Americans are facing.
Do you want a president who fights literally for the privileged few, for the people who have the most at the top, the powerful corporations? Or do you want a president who fights for a stronger America made stronger by every American having the doors of opportunity open to them?
In Reno, Nevada, President Bush said small business people disagree about the Kerry health care plan.
The senator claimed his plan would help small business, yet a study conducted by small business groups concluded Senator Kerry's plan is an overpriced albatross.
Meanwhile, those who watched the final debate and were surveyed in a CNN USA Today Gallup poll said Kerry was clearly the winner. This is CNN Radio News.
Preposterous! For healthy bones, calcium has long been center stage. But recent research shines the spotlight on another player, phosphorus. Calcium may have top billing, but building bones without phosphorus is, well, preposterous! Now there's Posture D, the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, now there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous!
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts. For a free sample of the Tempur Sleep material, call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
Weeks after Tropical Storm Jean, the security situation in Haiti is deteriorating. Elise Labatt reports.
These armed gangs loyal to former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide are taking advantage of the situation. The State Department is worried that travel in Haiti still involves serious risks. A lot of visitors to Haiti and State Department officials could be subject to violence in the streets. There's not a very effective police force right now in Haiti. There's a lot of potential for looting, roadblocks set by these armed gangs, and the possibility of violent crime, including kidnapping, carjacking, and assault. Elise Labatt, CNN Radio, the State Department.
The U.S. State Department authorized the departure of non-essential personnel and all family members from the U.S. Embassy in Haiti because of the situation there. Game 2 of the National League Championship Series, the Cards won 6-4 over Houston. They take a 2-0 lead. This is news from CNN Radio. If you're considering weight loss surgery, caution flags have been raised. Dave Kirshner reports.
Patients undergoing stomach stapling or gastric bypass surgery, beware. New research shows the procedure can cause some people to develop nerve damage. The resulting problem happens in fingers and hands, much like carpal tunnel syndrome. The damage can be more widespread with pain or weakness throughout the entire body. Mayo Clinic medical researchers say they believe the problems are related to malnutrition because people who have the procedure done usually consume fewer calories and vitamins. The report is published in the current issue of the Journal of Neurology. Dave Kirshner, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
38 U.S. Army soldiers have been named in an Army criminal investigation into the deaths of two Afghan detainees. They were in U.S. custody in Bagram at the end of the 2002 year. Death certificates for the two victims list blunt force trauma as the cause of death. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio News Network.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
I'm at this party in L.A., and Sylvester Stallone's there, and he goes, "Hi, Al." And I go, "Hi, Sylvester." He says, "You went on one of them USO tours." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, I was supposed to go, but I didn't." I said, "Well, why not?" He goes, "You know, I thought it was too dangerous. That's why I didn't go." I said, "Were you Rambo? Didn't you shoot down helicopters with, like, a bow and arrow?"
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
A message from IndyCar owner Michael Andretti with Jim Beam Racing driver and 2003 IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year Dan Weldon.
Hey, rookie, you look good on the track today.
Thanks, Michael. You've taught me a lot about staying in control and making the right decisions.
That's the difference between winning and losing. We and our friends at Jim Beam Brands know there's no room for mistakes, on or off the track.
So if we drink smart. We drink in moderation, and we never drive drunk.
Drink smart. Under 21, don't drink. A public service message from Jim Beam Brands, the Michael Andretti Foundation, and this station.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. During the break, Ashley sent this in. This thing about falafel, I don't quite get that. But Ashley says, well, there is a. She doesn't say this, but it must be in the DSM-4. There's a condition called falafilia. Falafilia. And there's four definitions of falafilia. Obsessive fascination with ground spice chickpeas shaped into balls and fried. Erotic attraction to or sexual contact with garbanzo beans, coriander, and cumin. An abnormal fondness for being in the presence of Middle Eastern foods, also called tabulomania or homolingus. And last, sexual contact with or erotic desire for a falafel. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know. And to our female truth-seekers out there, you know, take this O'Reilly story as a cautionary tale. I'm sure you do. Don't ever let a man massage you in the shower with Mediterranean street food. It's you know, it's just not right, among other things. Now, back to, you know, this whole thing. And we warned you to all our affiliates. We said it was PG-13. And this isn't a lawsuit, which is a matter of public record. And let's not forget what Ken Starr put out there on the Internet. Here it turns out he's hitting on a former White House intern. Gosh, there might be some irony there. They're all going to go down eventually. All the talk show neocons. Dr. Laura committed adultery, let her mother die on her own, let her married boyfriend take really explicit photos of her, which are now on the Internet. Limbaugh's a junkie who blew out his hearing through Vicodin abuse. O'Reilly's a sexually harassing pervert. Don't you love conservative family values? All of these people... Who Newt Gingrich, all of them married, Henry Hyde, every one of these hypocritical vermin, that's the part that I hate. You know, that's the part that I hate. I think anybody who cheats on a marriage is being a real worm to begin with. If you don't want to sleep with your spouse anymore, have the decency to leave the relationship. Go get a divorce. Let it go. Or going to counseling, I don't know, whatever the hell you do. Go see your rabbi, your priest, your imam. Get out of it, whatever. But the betrayal, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? Oh, come on. This family values crowd, this hypocrisy is neck deep. These people make me sick. I can't wait to find out what's up with Sean Hannity. Huh? That'll be interesting, won't it? Back to this lawsuit, just for another moment. I know this is tacky, nasty stuff, and I'm wasting all this time. I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. When the plaintiff, Andrea Macris, reminded the defendant, Bill O'Reilly, that he had perpetrated the same type of behavior against other women who had worked on the O'Reilly Factor, and that he should be careful or they might tell someone, O'Reilly vehemently threatened with words to this effect, quote, "If any woman ever breathed the word, I'll make her pay so dearly she wish she'd never been born. I'll rake her through the mud. I'll bring up things in her life and make her so miserable she'll be destroyed. And besides, she wouldn't be able to afford the lawyers I can or endure it financially as long as I can. And nobody would believe her. It'd be her word against mine. And who are they going to believe? Me or some unstable woman making outrageous accusations? They'd see her as some psycho, someone unstable. Besides, I'd never make the mistake of picking unstable, crazy girls like that." And then during the course of this conversation, this nasty, nasty Bill O'Reilly said the following. And if you cross Fox News Channel, it's not just me. It's Fox President Roger Ailes who will go after you. I'm the street guy out front making loud noises about the issues. But Roger Ailes operates behind the scenes, strategizes, and makes things happen so that one day, bam, the person gets what's coming to them and never sees it coming. Look at Al Franken. One day he's going to get a knock on his door, and life as he's known it will change forever. That day will happen, trust me. And during the course of this conversation, O'Reilly bizarrely rambled further about Al Franken, quote, "Roger Ailes knows very powerful people, and this goes all the way to the top." And the plaintiff said, "To the top of what?" And O'Reilly responded, "Top of the country. Just look who's on the cover of his book, Bush and Cheney. They're watching him, and will be for years. Al Franken's finished, and he's going to be sorry he ever took Fox News Channel on." And then the lawsuit says, plaintiff found O'Reilly's paranoid ramblings both strange and alarming. Now, I didn't hear any of Al Franken's program today. But does anybody know, has he mentioned any of this yet, or is he just waiting until the opportune time? I'm not sure. It goes on and on. If you want to see this, you can go to thesmokinggun.com and you'll find it. some of this stuff, even though I've said on the air and warned the affiliates that it was PG-13, some of this stuff, even though it's in a legal document, I could no more say this on the air than O'Reilly could. But the thing about it, now, wait, I got another email here. Where'd it go? What'd I do with it? Because I got an email from somebody who's asking a very serious question here. Here it is. This is from Darren. Mike, as an admitted bleeding heart liberal, I find myself feeling sorry for Bill O'Reilly at this time, same as I would for any person going through a scandal. This emotional feeling conflicts with my personal beliefs about O'Reilly and his agenda. He has read some of my emails on the air, the latest of which he answered with the comment, "Tell it to Bin Laden." Still, while I hate everything he stands for, my compassionate liberalism, which is a true statement as opposed to the oxymoronic compassionate conservatism, my compassionate liberalism makes me almost feel for the guy. Tell me. Tell us. Why am I wrong here? Remind me of what a bastard he is, lest I or we forget. Darren in North Carolina. I don't know what to say to that. I grew up in a time when character assassination and revealing somebody's private life was not considered. Quick example, John Kennedy. An example, before I was born, Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. Eisenhower had a girlfriend. Pappy Bush had a girlfriend. And women in power have boyfriends. I mean, it goes with the territory. What did Henry Kissinger say? Power is the most powerful aphrodisiac. And it was kind of a secret, okay? It was understood, well, yeah, he's boinking her, or yeah, she's boinking him, but we don't put it on the front page of the paper. And we don't impeach presidents. We don't lead presidents into a perjury trap. We don't do that. Oh, yes, we do, because Republicans have totally destroyed and perverted our entire political system, and I hate their guts for doing it. So I don't know how to answer you, Darren. Do I feel sorry for O'Reilly? Hell no. Double hell no. I remember how gleefully, with just his just flecks of foam coming out of his mouth, he jumped all over the Clinton affair. These people disgust me. So as each one of them goes down on extramarital sex or whatever sex it is, or drug addiction, or their mother's committing suicide and then lying there dead for days, whatever it is, these family values crowd, they make me sick. They're hypocrites of the highest order. Whatever ugly, nasty, belligerent karma comes their way is what they have set up. They set it up. The Greeks had a word for it, and we have a word for it, and we have phrases for it. What goes around comes around. The Greeks called it hubris. It goes on and on. These people are nasty, filthy hypocrites, every single one of them. Do I feel compassionate for Bill O'Reilly? Hell no. Hell no. Not today, not tomorrow, next week. Let the bastard go down. He like Limbaugh, like Hannity, like Gingrich, these people corrupt and pollute and destroy the fabric of this society. They crap all over it. They take anything they can get out of it, and they walk away giving the rest of the country the finger. Whatever poisonous treachery befalls them is a poisonous treachery that they have perpetrated against other people to the nth degree. Do I feel compassion? Not the bit. Not the least. Not a bit. Let them deal with the karmic wave they create.
I've got no friends to fear. I've got no problems, no cross to bear. If you can find me, come get me out of here. This is my private place. Everything is neat and clean. The skeletons are hidden in the closet. This is my private place. Come and get me out of here.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I think everybody sort of feels now we should be united against terrorism, except for the administration would rather go and grab some oil. Well, the grabbing is good. I don't know why we went to war in Iraq, and I know everything. And you know what? You don't either. And I find that fascinating. That's the kind of crap that just fascinates me.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Hi, this is Larry King. When it comes to taking care of your heart, tough habits can be hard to break, but fortunately, there are some healthy habits that are easy to start, like drinking Welch's 100% grape juice every day. That same delicious grape juice you grew up with actually helps promote a healthy heart. Made from Welch's own Concord grapes, Welch's grape juice is full of natural antioxidants. And with no added sugar, no fat, and no cholesterol, it's certified by the American Heart Association. Isn't it nice to know there are some healthy habits that make life even more delicious?
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken-Factor Factor, the best of The O'Franken-Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken-Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken-Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken-Factor Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
A message about drinking and responsibility. From IndyCar owner Michael Andretti, with Jim Beam racing driver and 2003 IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year, Dan Weldon.
Hey, rookie, you really look good on the track today.
Thanks, Michael. I have a great teacher and a great boss. You've taught me a lot about being responsible both on and off the track.
That's the difference between winning and losing. Staying in the race is everything. But taking risks off the track is never a winning formula.
That's so right. That goes for the highway, too.
Being responsible off the track means making smart decisions behind the wheel. Even if you're not going 200 miles an hour, you still need to be responsible.
Because I want to be around for the next checkered flag. So drink smart. That means if you drink, drink in moderation and never drive drunk.
Everyone wins when you drink smart.
You said it, boss.
Remember, always drink smart. Never drive drunk. Under 21, don't drink. This has been a public service message from Jim Beam Brands, the Michael Andretti Foundation, and this station.
A new level of relevance, stirring the senses, stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Past the hour. I guess I'm finished with the O'Reilly thing. I am on this end. If you want to talk about it a little bit, that's fine. The threat against Al Franken, I don't know if that is an actionable threat. I guess Franken is ignoring it, or I haven't, you know, like I said, I didn't hear his program today, so I don't know. But, you know, it's a very clear threat. Now, I don't know what Roger Ailes thinks about this, the head of Fox News Channel. I have no idea. I don't know if Ailes is going, yeah, that's right, I am the enforcer. I'm a street tough. I'll back you up, Bill. Or if Roger Ailes tonight is going, what the hell? What is this freak saying? What's he saying? He's saying that I'm the enforcer. I'm the go-to guy. I'm the Tony Soprano at this network. I'm the one that will ice people. The standards were set or trashed with the media in this country. And Ken Starr, when they went after Bill Clinton and did what they did to Clinton. Now, do I condone Clinton's action? It's none of my damn business. I couldn't care less if Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt shared Lucy Mercer. I couldn't care less if Eisenhower was boinking his Jeep driver. I don't care. It's not my business. What I care about is Eisenhower capable of invading Europe and bringing World War II to an end. Well, apparently. Was Roosevelt capable of doing what? Well, apparently. What we're talking about here is hypocrisy. Bill Clinton had, from a fiscal standpoint, the most successful 8 years in the history of the Republic. And these right-wing vermin couldn't stand it. But they make me sick. They have trashed the Newt Gingriches and the Henry Hydes and the Arkansas Project to take a person's personal life and display it in front of the world is really a scummy activity. At one point in our recent history, that was just considered something you didn't do. It was just not decent to do that. You could condemn the behavior privately. You could go to the perpetrator and say, "Do you know what you're doing? Do you know how crappy what you're doing is?" But all that changed, didn't it? They tried to crucify, they tried to flay Bill Clinton, and they damn near succeeded. But you'll notice, unlike Newt Gingrich, Clinton's been married once. Unlike Henry Hyde, Clinton never broke up somebody else's marriage. Unlike the congressman, what was his name from Louisiana, who was going to take over, what's his name? Bob Livingston was going to take over Newt Gingrich's job. Bill Clinton didn't insist on sex from every lobbyist that came into his office. Helen Chenoweth, this right-wing darling from Idaho? It was Idaho? Who decided that she wanted to get some action, too. As far as her marriage was concerned, screw it, I'm going to get me some. and then jump on the wagon about Bill Clinton's infidelity. You know whose business Clinton's infidelity was? His wife's, his concept of decency and ethical behavior, and the woman he was involved with. It wasn't my business, or Ken Starr's, or the United States Congress's business. And Bill O'Reilly's nasty-ass little business is none of mine, except for one thing. He's an employer. This is clearly sexual harassment, if it's true. Clearly. This is what women have dealt with since women entered the workforce. And before. You want to come work here, baby? Put out. And don't you dare challenge me. I'll destroy you. I'll destroy you. You mention that I am becoming an obnoxious ass, that I am just harassing and embarrassing and denigrating you. You mention that, I'll destroy you. That's what this is about. And the hypocrisy. The denigration of women. It goes on and on and on. And it's always, well, almost always, by these right-wing thugs. It's contemptible and it's disgusting. And then this thug, O'Reilly, says, "Well, yeah, no, I didn't do any of this. This is crap. You know, this woman is trying to get, you know, it's a politically motivated. That's what it is." Rudy Giuliani, America's sweetheart hero, publicly embarrassing his wife and his children by hanging out with his whore. Publicly, they don't care. Family values. And Giuliani, isn't he a Catholic? Ooh, isn't there something in the Catholic faith against that? I think. These people make me sick. Sick.
Need some wood?
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
I don't know if you went around the horn channel-changing-wise today, but apparently many of us may die. There's just not enough flu vaccine.
You know, Janine, why would the news channels report on anything like the new evidence that there was absolutely no link between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein?
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
An OnStar Conversation, February 10th, 2004.
Hello, my name is Bob, and I understand you wanted to get some calling minutes for your vehicle.
I do.
I have a couple of special packages that are available right now.
Oh, awesome. I'd like to hear them.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone built into OnStar-equipped vehicles.
I don't use the phone like normal people use their cell phones. I live up here at about 7,500 feet in blizzard conditions, and that's why I'm able to use it.
I'm glad to hear that.
My phone will actually reach up on top of the mountain, and no other cell phone has been able to reach. So your service is quite extraordinary. We just absolutely love it.
Make sure you're never without the valuable assistance of OnStar.
Those minutes downloaded successfully. Is there anything else I can assist you with tonight?
No, you've been awesome. Your service is awesome. I really appreciate it, and that's all.
Yo, thank you for continuing your OnStar experiences with personal calling.
Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the more than 50 GM models available with OnStar. OnStar Personal Calling is available in most markets. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
We've all been there.
at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Provocative, powerful, passionate, patriotic. It's an American radio revolution. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Okay, so I got off on a rant. Sorry about that. But I don't mean I'm sorry. I'm sorry for getting self-indulgent there and screeching about hypocrisy. I think we all agree that hypocrisy sucks, so to speak, right? And it's Republicans who do it. Have you ever noticed that? It's not the Democrats who are running around pointing fingers at people and trying to expose the private aspects of their life, whether it's their sexual orientation or their cheating on their spouse or their pilfering penny ante crap from the boss or, you know, it's not liberals or Democrats or normal people who do that. It's these tight-ass, pissy kind of Republicans, these little conservative nutcases who, you know, oh, look what he's doing, look what she's doing, ow. And then the truth is that the accusations that they make against someone is precisely what's going on in their own degenerate little hypocritical lives. I don't understand that. Have we got two species of the human race in this country? We have normal people, and then we have Republicans. Is that it? We have normal people who are flawed, who do things that are not nice, and try to atone for it either through their religion or through their own conversation with their own conscience or their loved ones, and they try not to do it again. And then you have Republicans who don't care, who just destroy or mess up anything they can get their hands on, whether it's the United States military or somebody else's private life. And again, the most amazing, mystifying question of my life. How can people today politically support what the Republicans have become. I don't understand that. I can't process that. I can't get it into my little pumpkin head. I got invited to a high school here in the North Atlanta metro area today by the Young Democrats Club to give a talk. And the counselor or the advisor emailed me back after we accepted and said, look, some of the young Republicans want to come too. Is that okay? Yeah, that's fine. Emailed me back, listen, some of the staff wants to come. Is that yeah, that's fine. So we went out there today, Kathy and I and Molly. 3-month-old Molly. Molly, today was Molly's birthday. She's no longer a newborn. She's now an infant. So we all go out there. And here's a group of really, really, really nice kids in a wealthy suburb of Atlanta. And there were kids of just about every hue, from dark to light. And it was obvious to me that they were of certain nationalities. I saw Middle Eastern kids there. I saw Asian kids there. I saw European kids there. I saw kids with a little bit of African blood there. Okay? Just a spectrum. And here they are. These are what, Kathy? High school juniors and seniors, 16, 17-year-olds? I don't want to beat up on the Republican kids, but some of the questions... You know, I threw it open for questions after, you know, a little introductory thing about what the Democrats have done for the working class in this country over the past 70 years. You know, and I just said, you know, before I did that, I said, here's a question for you. What have Democrats, the Democratic Party, or Democratic politicians done for the social fabric of this country over the past 70 years? And some of the Democrat kids immediately answered, well, the New Deal... And then I asked the question, okay, well, we talked about that for a while. Then, okay, what have Republicans done? And the first thing out of the mouth from one of these Republican kids was, well, Reagan brought down the Soviet Union. And then I had to stand there for a moment and explained about Vaclav Havel and about Lech Wałęsa and about the Polish Pope and about Zbigniew Brzezinski's and Kissinger's policies in Afghanistan in 1979, deliberately designed to destroy the Soviet Union. But it didn't matter. The Republican kids just kind of sat there, and they were the first ones to leave. And the Democrat kids sat there with their questions and with their comments. And I thought to myself, you know, okay, there is hope. Look at these kids. Look at these kids. And none of the 20, what was there, Kathy, 30, 40 kids there? I don't know. Not a huge number. It was in the media resources room. And this high school's only been there 2 or 3 years. Gorgeous campus. Jesus, looks like a university. This is not an inner-city school. This is not even a suburban school. This is an exurban school, well-funded. The homes around this school, McMansions. And I have to admit that, first of all, I was shocked to get an invitation from this particular school district to come out and talk to the Young Democrats. Are you kidding me? In North Fulton County? Outside of Atlanta? Young Democrats? Really? There they were. Bless them. But in that discussion, listening to these kids who were well informed, but who have seen in their short lives the absolute corruption and perversion of our political system. They know what they're taught in school. They understand the Constitution. They know what the framers of the Constitution had in mind. They understand the American Revolution. They understand the Civil Rights Movement. They understand the establishment of rights and obligations and responsibilities. And then they look at what the Republican Party has handed us. And I don't know how they hang on to their idealism. Maybe because they're young. And there's old man Malloy talking to him. And I tried to make it clear. I'm not here to tamper with your idealism. Because my generation is handing your generation a god-awful mess. And I hope your generation hands my daughter's generation some solutions. And there was nothing touching about it. It was just very real. High school kids who are determined to fight against the tidal wave of lies and distortions. I don't know how these kids do it. I don't know how they keep their heads above water. These are kids who have grown up with nothing pounding into their ears but Limbaugh and Hannity and Bortz and O'Reilly and all of this garbage. That's all they've heard, and distorted news. And yet there they were. Young men, young women. Two or three different racial groups, five or six different ethnic groups, six or eight different nationalities, boys and girls, young men, young women, continuing to keep their head above water, continuing to question authority, continuing to try to find the truth, continuing to try to understand the society that they live in. Now, that's humbling for somebody like me. You know, I sit in this kind of isolated bubble every night. And after a while, it's very easy to start to feel, I don't know if arrogant is the right word, but you start to feel, I have all the answers. And then you confront 30 or 40 or 50 high school kids and a handful of adults with their questions and their idealism and their determination to somehow work through this. And boy, I'll tell you, it takes the cynicism that floats around me like a high tide and just sucks it all away. And we came out of that high school, and I felt like, you know, I don't know. It just felt like, damn, maybe there's some hope. Maybe there's some hope after all. Carl is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Carl, welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to the answer about how Frank can handle it. He started his show about 12, mm-hmm. Saying essentially to the extent, we've heard the allegations, we have the transcript, they've probably been to smoking gun, you know.
Right.
He and his co-host Lanfer said that they were going to take the high road, that's a quote, high road, that they weren't going to discuss it, but that if the allegations were true, then he felt bad for O'Reilly's wife, and if they weren't true, then he felt bad for the family. But and so they decided they weren't going to go into it.
Right.
They started getting into Schadenfreude. I missed the reference.
Well, that's
essentially what he did.
Yeah, well, that's good, and I appreciate the fact that Al Franken takes the high road on this. I really do. There are liberals who can take the high road. I obviously choose to go through the valley. You know, obviously, and I respect Al Franken and Ms. Lanfer for taking that position. I think that's great.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens tomorrow when Combs is his guest. Yoikes.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I'll have to tune in tomorrow to hear Alan Combs get filleted. Hey, thanks, Carl.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Jerry is calling from Minnesota. Jerry, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm making it through this life and on to the next, pal.
Yeah, Mike, I know exactly how you feel, man. I understand why Franken has to take that role, but you don't have to take that role. You're doing beautiful. Anyway, really, I mean, you know, he has those lawsuits or whatever with him. He has to do that, but you don't.
Yeah, that's true.
You can kill him. Mike, it's amazing. I think it was 2 days ago. I was watching.
Hey, can you hold on?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on, Jerry. I know you've been holding on all night. Hold on just another couple of minutes here while we take this break. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio. Back in a second.
Become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't fly.
George W. Bush would be telling us about Iraq.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
We here at the Mike 92.1 are proud to welcome Air America's Mike Malloy to Madison's Progressive Talk. You've been listening to us, and we've been listening to you. Mike Malloy is now on the Mike 92.1. Weeknights from 9 to midnight.
We are committed to giving you what you want.
Thank you for making us the fastest growing radio station in the state. Stay tuned and stay in touch with Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
My mom made me promise not to put her in a retirement home. I know how important independence is to my mom, but we've already had a few close calls. And I worry about her living alone. I mean, what if something were to happen and she couldn't get to the phone? I just don't think I could forgive myself. That's why I gave my mom a membership to Life Alert, the 24-hour medical emergency response service for seniors. When you sign up for Life Alert, they give you a panic button that your loved one can wear on their wrist like a watch. Then if anything were to happen, all they need to do is hit the button and help is on the way. Whether they need the paramedics, police, or fire department. I sleep a lot better knowing my mom is protected with Life Alert, and I know she's happier living in her own home.
For a free brochure that will tell you everything you need to know about the Life Alert service, call 1-800-600-3884 today. Know there's always someone there to help your loved ones when they need it. Now they can live alone without being alone. Take a moment and call Life Alert for your free brochure at 1-800-600-3884. That's 1-800-600-3884.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. TV personality Luke Perry.
All right, I got a little pop quiz for you. It's about me. What was my zip code? What city was it in? Name three kids I hung out with in the lunchroom. Name three kids your child hangs out with in the lunchroom.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Set a button for Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mike, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
A little program note here for Greg Palast fans. He'll be on the program tomorrow night during our second hour. We'll be talking about the preview of his documentary, Bush Family Fortunes, that premieres in New York City The host, the premiere, by the way, will be hosted by Janine Garofalo and Randy Rhodes and Sam Cedar, all Air America people. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. So Greg Palast tomorrow night on the program. As you know, I very seldom, if ever, do guests, but Greg Palast is someone who I wouldn't miss a chance to talk with him again. Program engineered, credit where credit's due, engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac tonight. Linda Blake answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch archives the program. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. And a big shout-out to our music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas. Big hell tonight. Props to his sister, too. He would understand what I'm saying about that. Okay, it's good to have Jim in Arkansas back as part of the Malloy team. And by the way, none of these people get paid a damn thing. You know, they're just folks who have... Well, I mean, the producer, the engineer, Kathy gets paid, and the engineers get paid, and so on and so forth. But I'm talking about the people in Radioland who assist in the production of this program. They do it as, what, Kathy? Dare I say a labor of love? Huh? Thank you all. Back to Jerry in Minnesota. Jerry, thanks for holding on. We got about 2 minutes here, pal.
No problem. Like, Mike, I was watching O'Reilly the other day. He was angry because people. He said people were attacking his new O'Reilly kids book for kids.
Oh, yeah?
He said that book has his life experiences and that it will help kids grow up to be a good man like him.
Well, I wonder if it talks about his sexually harassing women.
Yeah, I wonder. I bet he doesn't have that in there.
And I used to love falafel. It's going to be a long time before I can eat at Cafe Istanbul again.
Mike, I know why these people are like they keep supporting these people regardless of all the facts that come out on them. They're just scared, Mike. I learned when I was a kid. As soon as I saw Jimmy Swaggart up there crying and Baker,
right, I knew
when I was a kid, I said, these people are phony. But people keep supporting them because they want the easy way out. They figure if they just let these people go to war, they don't have to face the problems to correct them at home. They're just scared. That's why the scared people support these people because they don't want to.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Jerry. You're absolutely right. It's fear. And Karl Rove knows that people are most easily motivated by fear and or loathing, fear of the other or hatred of the other.
Right.
And that's all this Bush crime family is about. That's all the Republican Party's about, is fear and loathing.
Listen to the questions they ask. They say, why do you support Bush? Most of them, oh, he's going to protect us from terrorists.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? That's the only answer they have, Mike, and it's garbage, you know?
I know. Jerry, thanks for checking in.
No problem, Mike. You're the best, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. Well, Sarah is calling from Indiana. Sarah's been holding on forever.
Hello?
Sarah, welcome to the program, Sarah.
Hello?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Okay, talk to me, Sarah.
Okay, going back to our favorite hypocrite, who I like to refer to as Air Shrub, the discussion about last night's debate.
Uh-huh.
The main thing that irked me when I was listening to that on the radio because I was at work and I had to listen to it on the radio because we don't have television.
Right.
The interesting thing was during the discussion about President Bush's discussion on about abortions and that kind of stuff was his ever popular comment that he supported the culture of life.
Yeah, sure he does. This guy's he's a mass killer.
I know that. I live in the town where the federal death row is.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. And let's just say we had a little bit of a circus a few years ago that happened here. And I went to ask him, okay, let's talk about the death penalty. Let's talk about the war. And then we can talk about about life.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, it really irked me a little bit. It made me laugh incredibly when I listened to that.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. Sarah, thank you. We got a lousy connection here. I'm going to have to bail out of the phone call here, but thank you. I understand, and this has been one of the sticking points I've always had with these right-wing liars and hypocrites. They talk about their deep respect for life, and that's not true. That's absolutely not true. The only life, the only human life they respect is a human life that is not quite yet human. It's still inside a living, breathing human being. It is attached. It is a parasite. It may only be a neuroblastoma, or no, that's something else. It may only be a, Kathy, what's the word I'm looking for? Blast, Blastocyst. Thank you. Neuroblastoma is a bad thing, right? Blastocyst. It may be a collection of cells. It may be eventually a fetus. You know, I know what I'm talking about. I just watched from when did we start looking at pictures of Molly? 6 weeks, okay? And prior to that, we watched two miscarriages occur on sonograms. We know, Kathy and I know what a blighted ovum is. We know what a dead cluster of cells looks like just before a woman's body casts those cells off. And you know, to say that they support life when in fact they support death. The only life that they claim to support is life that's not quite living yet. Oh, I know. I don't even want to go there. I know it's living cells. I know. But, you know, you detach it, you take away its parasitic existence, and it instantly dies. They don't support life. They never have supported life. They're a culture of death. All religious fanatics and fundamentalists operate in a cult of death. Don't look for paradise here. Die and go to your paradise. I don't care if you're a Muslim, a Hindu, a Christian, and not so much the Jews for some odd reason, but any religious fundamentalist. You don't get it here. You get it in the next life. Death, blood, die. It's a wonderful way to end the program tonight, isn't it? We'll death, blood, die. Oh my God, I am so sorry. I didn't, you know, like John Sinton says, I'm your nighttime companion. We'll perk it up tomorrow, I promise. With Greg Palast here, we'll perk it up, and everything will be happy, and we'll all have lollipops. Or what was it, what the guy said from Rooster Lollipops. We'll have Rooster Lollipops tomorrow evening of some sort. Thanks for participating. Watch your back. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I'm all for on-the-job training if you want to be a welder. I'm all for on-the-job training if you want to work in radio. I've got tons of people that intern here. But when it comes to national security, I don't want any on-the-job training. And this hard, heavy-handed, you know, invasion thing we got going on now, this imperialism, yeah, I want somebody that's not learning as he invades.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Teresa Turin of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach savings through your own good example and save for your children's future. Your life, your choices. Work smarter and plan to retire in style. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
Tell your friends about Madison's new progressive talk, The Mic.
Listen online.
TheMic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. There are now 18 days until the November election. Both candidates campaigned in Nevada Thursday. CNN Radio's Candy Crowley reports Senator John Kerry then roared into Iowa.
In the way campaigns have a habit of doing, this one has come full circle now. We are in Des Moines, Iowa, and it looks like old home week. John Kerry, Teresa Hines Kerry, John Edwards, and Elizabeth Edwards, all here in Iowa, where it began for both of them.
In Reno, Nevada, President Bush said Kerry's health care plan is distorted.
Senator tried to say his health care plan is not a government plan. Yet 22 million new people would enroll on a government program under his plan, the largest expansion of government health care ever.
Iraqi special forces, along with U.S. Marines, conducted a major air and ground operation late Thursday in the city of Fallujah. CNN Radio's Jamie McIntyre reports the attack there is being referred to as a mission to probe the response of insurgents who control the city.
It involved two battalions, one from the Army, one from the Marines. That's several hundred each, so it's probably about 600 soldiers, plus an unspecified number of Iraqi forces who are also there. So this was a very large operation, but it's not the kind of force you'd need to mount in order to retake the city. Compared to the spring, that was an all-out offensive, and that was significantly more. That was in the thousands of Marines.